In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
To be human is to be both wounded and beautiful at the same time. Today we are presented with the familiar story of Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus is passing through Jericho, a city with a not-so-good reputation, a rough and sketchy town full of rough and sketchy people. And Jesus finds Zacchaeus the tax collector up in a tree. And Jesus stops and he looks up in the tree. And just like the kids' song goes, Jesus says, "Zacchaeus, you come down. I'm going to dine at your house this very day." And all the bystanders are really salty about this. "Look," they say, "Jesus has gone to be the guest of a sinner." In most people's opinion, a tax collector at the time was the worst of the worst. As a citizen, you'd been conquered by another nation and levied huge taxes to pay for their war machine, which they used to oppress you. And then one of your own countrymen, possibly a relative, starts working for them, starts working for the enemy, and he can collect anything he wants as long as he turns into the Romans their share. A tax collector was known as a thief, and worse, a traitor. So as sketchy as Jericho was, a tax collector from Jericho was the worst of the worst. And the citizens of Jericho did not have the desire nor the ability to see past Zacchaeus's sin. And Jesus then comes along to show us a better way. To be human is to be both wounded and beautiful at the same time. And Jesus, the Son of God, sees past the sin to the beauty. Now, the ability to see past sin is, it's not pie-in-the-sky thinking. It's not seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. The ability to see past sin is the ability to hold two truths at the same time, that we are both wounded and beautiful. It means God absolutely sees the beauty behind the wounds. In fact, God sees that you are beautiful first, and that you are wounded as a distant second. Here Jesus calls Zacchaeus down and requests to dine with him like a long-awaited friend. And, this is really important, Jesus befriends Zacchaeus before Zacchaeus repents. Crucial. Jesus befriends him before Zacchaeus repents. Those wounds aren't ignored, but they come second. The beauty comes first. The befriending comes first. Jesus first recognizes and calls out and publicizes and befriends the beauty in Zacchaeus' heart before any addressing of the many ways that he has missed the mark. God sees your beauty first, always. That is the way of God and the genuine way of God's people. And when one considers the sketchiness of the people of Jericho, it does make one wonder why they are so eager to point the finger. Jesus teaches us that no one is in a position to point the finger until they love that person with their whole heart and their whole soul. And if I do love the person with my whole heart and my whole soul, I'd probably address any issues without pointing. So Jesus first loves Zacchaeus and asks to dine with him when Zacchaeus comes down. And when Zacchaeus does come down, he responds to the Savior's love with repentance. He not only promises to stop his fraud, to stop his sins, but also to restore the wrongs done in the past the best he could. And here Jesus heals the wounds of Zacchaeus' sin, declaring him a son of Abraham, which is a way of saying, you're still one of us. You're still one of us. You are included. You are family. And this brings us to the second part of God's love, which is the cure. God's love sees the beauty past your self-inflicted wounds and sees your beauty first. But that does not mean that God ignores where you're off the mark. Can you imagine going to a doctor or a mental health professional and they say, "Oh, you're a beautiful person. You can't possibly be sick or injured." That would be malpractice, wouldn't it? Now, nobody I know wants to go to the doctor and be seen solely as a disease or solely as a case number. That's dehumanizing and how the citizens of Jericho treated Zacchaeus. But I don't know anyone who finally gets to the doctor and wants their illness ignored. And in fact, it's Jesus' ability to see your beauty first that makes the Savior all the more eager to grant you the spiritual healing that you desperately need. And that's why approaching God in our spiritual ailments is never something to be feared. God wants us healed. When we finally pluck up the courage to admit, "This is where I hurt, and this is where I hurt others," that's when the cures begin. That's when the miracles start to happen. And that's also when you hear God's inner voice declaring, "This is my child right here." I mean, God knew it all along. But when you hear that voice pulling you in and saying, "You're my child," and when you believe it, that's when real inner healing begins. Jackie Robinson was the first black baseball player to play in the major leagues. This was back in 1947. Not everyone was happy about it, including, unfortunately, some players on his own team. In his first home game for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Robinson made a throwing error that cost his team a run. The boos started immediately and were quickly joined by horrific racial slurs. Robinson's teammate, a fellow named Pee Wee Reese, I'm sure that was a nickname, was everyone's favorite player. He walked over from shortstop to first base, put his arm on Robinson's shoulder, and faced the crowd. Didn't have to use any words. Reese's gesture said, "Robinson is my teammate, my brother. What you say to him, you say to me. And no error is going to change that." Now, Robinson later said that that gesture not only saved his career and not only restored his faith in humanity, but also made him a better ballplayer, made him less likely to err in the future. When someone is in error, we can hurl insults like the fans in Brooklyn that day back in 1947. We can put an arm around our neighbor, either literally or figuratively, like Pee Wee Reese, and declare, "This is my teammate." And when those moments of truth present themselves, it might help us to remember. When you are off the mark, and the voices of others, or maybe just the cruel voices of criticism within yourself, are like the sketchy citizens of Jericho, making you doubt your value, making you even doubt your humanity, God comes not only with a cure, but comes seeing your beauty first. And Jesus says, before anything, "You are my child. You are my friend. And I want to dine with you today." Because to be human is to be both wounded and beautiful at the same time. Amen.